Thanks for watching Glorious Living. I know that this program will ignite your vision more than ever before. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm so glad that you're joining me today in Glorious Studio C.
Glorious Studio C, yes,
ma'am. I'm renaming it and having Miss Glorious Chrissy with me.
Here I am. And you know what, Pastor Kathy? My vision has been ignited.
Hallelujah.
It's expanding as we speak.
That's right, because we're right slab in the middle of the Visionary Conference. Last night was powerful.
Oh, my gosh.
This morning, off the charts.
Yes.
And tonight is still coming, but I believe it's going to be a blowout.
It is. I'm so excited for it. It's been amazing. Just the energy, the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You can see that dreams are being reignited and new visions and passions are happening all over the sanctuary. I've actually spoken to a few people who are just so excited to see what God's going to do in their lives. It's starting now. It's starting tonight. I'm so excited for
it. Yes, we got to keep the vision moving and rolling.
In fact,
I want us just to start this program today with a scripture. Yeah. This is from Habakkuk chapter 2. And he says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he was saying to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Because this is a person who was focusing in on what God wants to say. And this is what's happening at the Visionary Conference. And the verse 2 is the one I really want to get to. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will come, it will not tarry. So vision has to be spoken, it has to be declared. We have to hear from God, and that's just what we're doing here at the Visionary Conference.
Yes, it's awesome.
And every year it seems to grow and get bigger and bigger. In fact, we have some clips from last year just to stir you up.
Yes.
Because maybe you haven't had an opportunity to tune into last night's or this morning's, mm-hmm. but you can still go back and look at that on all of our platforms.
Yes.
But let's just take a clip of a few things that people have said about the conference. I think this came from last year's conference.
I had the honor to interview these blessed people, these partners. I'm so excited that they took the time to tell us about the Visionary Conference.
I love
it's always great. We've posted these throughout our social media platform, but we said, you know what? This deserves to be on Glorious Living. They can make it a cameo appearance.
Yes.
So I'm excited to introduce some clips.
Okay,
this one, it's so exciting. This is actually from Jonathan Shuttlesworth, our first clip from Revival Today Church in Pennsylvania. Check this out.
When he talked about demeanor as being a key to increase, I've never heard anybody teach on it. I've never taught on it, but I feel that's something he has that many don't have, is he's likable. And so to hear teaching on that as an aspect of what makes you increase, you know, that's the kind of thing you hear here. It's not recycled material. It's fresh from the Bible, fresh from the Holy Ghost. That's what makes this conference worth attending for sure.
I love that. It's so powerful.
It was so powerful. And I just love the energy that Jonathan Shuttlesworth has. And he's so right when Boss talked about demeanor being the key to increase and how this is new material. This is new things. This is whatever Boss is talking about. Brother Jesse, it's not recycled information.
That's right.
And you come out with a new perspective on the scriptures.
Right, it comes fresh from the throne of God because God speaks things into his heart that ignites vision in the room.
Yes.
They come and they're changed. And you know, it's beyond what's said from the platform. It's something that's allowed to move in the sanctuary and actually across the through the cameras.
People are getting ignited
in vision. We get testimonies from people also online how they've felt the same presence right there in their house
or wherever
they're watching.
That is, and it's so many beautiful principles too that you can apply in whatever leadership position you're in. A lot of business leaders are here, or ministers of the gospel are here, and every nugget of exciting information and revelation that Brother Jesse shares, people take hold of it. It's so interesting to hear about the certain things that stick out to people.
Right.
Because I get the honor to do the interviews most years. And every time I say, well, what stuck out to you the most? Everybody has a different perspective. And the Lord is personal with each and every person that comes here. And I think that people don't really think about that our God is a personal God and that he can meet you here and say whatever he wants to say to your heart.
I love that because, you know, so often, We're we're surrounded by people who don't believe, or they're not, they're going in a different direction, or they won't be an encourager. But at the Visionary Conference, you are going to be surrounded by people of like precious faith that will speak life into the vision that God has placed in your heart, that will be encouraged, will encourage you, it will give you the Word of God.
Yes.
That's what happens every time we come together.
Yes, it does.
Something
every
happens.
Time. Oh, yes. And right when you walk in, you know, I'm on the worship team, so it's so wonderful to sing and to look out into the crowd, into the sanctuary, and you can see people just even just praising God, lifting up those praises. The music is so powerful, and that people are being touched right there in the pew. And then from then on, it's just good stuff after good stuff just coming out.
Yeah, if you haven't been here before, and you can come here, there's still time if you're local. Maybe you're on your way, and because it's always, it's like nothing else.
It
because
is.
We started off New Orleans style.
Ooh, I love
which
it.
Which you may have seen that. We give you little clips of it where the, we come in with second line, with the handkerchiefs.
I'm in the second
umbrellas.
Line. I make sure I'm in it every year because it's just so fun.
It's a fun way to kick off the conference and just enter into the joy of the Lord. Because you know, when there's joy in the house, you can, it opens up your heart to hear from God in a different way.
That's
of course,
right.
And then we all integrate into high worship of God and praise, and then that sets a platform for us all to receive from heaven.
Ooh, I love it. I know people are really just taking hold of Brother Jesse's messages and letting it soak in. And if you've missed those messages, after you watch this and after you watch tonight, make sure to go back. You see, we have content.
You can, we got an opportunity for you to binge.
Yes, exactly.
Watch and get binge blessed, if you want to think of it in that way.
And you can watch on demand too. You can go back and watch whenever you're free to watch. That's what I love so much about our app, is you can go back and hit play. You don't have to have that rewind VHS and rewind it and wait. You can just hit it. It's right there.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, and not only that, whatever platform you're on, maybe you were watching it on your TV or your iPad, and then maybe you got busy, you had to go get in the car and go somewhere. Well, you can continue listening to it on your phone.
That's right.
In the car,
so
it
good.
Keeps going, or wherever you're traveling to. Maybe you're walking, getting your exercises, getting your steps
that's
in.
That's what I need to do. I have a vision for that coming up in my future.
That's so good.
But it
keeps moving. In fact, I've found that sometimes even when I'm just getting dressed in the morning, I'll put it on.
Mm-hmm.
So because it just keeps moving, and I can even close my device. You know, like sometimes when you close it, it stops.
It shuts
this
off.
One keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's also true for scriptures. It'll have the scriptures in there. It'll read the scriptures to me. Do you know it has the Bible in there?
Yes, it's so
awesome.
Read it to me. Ma'am.
And so I just love that. So it's always a great opportunity to get filled with the Word of God.
Yes, I love that. It's just a quick little plug for the JDM app.
We love that.
It's so good. I have another clip. I have a few more. This one is so great. It's from a JDM partner named Ephraim Dominguez Jr. from Connecticut. Let's check it out.
He challenges you. You know, the first year that I came here, and I heard him speak, you know, on vision, it just took me to another level. That's what it does. I mean, you want your vision to grow, you have to come here. Because your vision would be challenged, not only that, but it'll be expanded. That's the right way to use, to expand. Your vision will be expanded. Because you see what God has done through him. And remember, the thing is, when you sow into this ministry and when you're part of this ministry, whatever's on him is on you too.
Oh, praise God. I love that.
Me
you know, it's so important to realize that we need to go to another level.
Yes.
We can't be stagnant. We always have to be growing upward. And it's important to surround ourselves with people that will help us to do that.
That's right. I love the words that he uses. He says it challenges you. And so often people shrink away from challenges. Mm-hmm. They say, I don't want to mess with that. I'm comfortable right where I am.
But we need it.
We do. We need to be
the challenge. We need to be stirred up.
That's right.
In fact, that's how I remember it's when Paul wrote to his protege, Timothy. He says, I want to stir you up. I want to write to you that encourage you to stir up the gift of God in you.
Yes.
So there's things we need to do to stir that will stir up our gift. Maybe remember a past experience with the Lord. Maybe go to a place where someone will stir up your heart about what God's Word has said.
Mm-hmm.
It will fire you up.
It
we need
sure
to get
does.
Our fire stoked.
I'm telling you what, and this is the place to do
That's
it.
That's right.
It really is. It's so awesome. And it just reminds me of our theme for this year, create your world and walk in it, that we have that ability
That's
to
so
create
good.
Our world and to expand our territory. I love when you use the word growth and expand it.
Right.
All of these are great words to put into your arsenal. So when you're praying and you say, Lord, I want to expand, I want to grow, all good things come from our good Father. And when we believe it and we start declaring it and
Amen.
Standing on it, we see those visions come into fruition.
That's right. And it's not just an opportunity, which is what you said. We have an opportunity at the conference, which is great. And tonight you have another opportunity to be here to watch, tune in online if you're too far away to get here. But the services starts at 7 o'clock right here, Central Time, right here at the International International Headquarters. Registration is free. And remember, you can always watch it live, and live is best.
I love live.
Or you can watch it later on mm-hmm. in the app and all the different things. If you've got other commitments, yeah. maybe you're working, you can't get there. But maybe you could just put like a little earphone in there.
And
people don't know why you're skipping. Why are you so happy? What's going on with you?
I got the Apostle Joy in my right
ear. What's in your head?
It's good stuff.
It's so good. But yeah. not only is it an opportunity, I believe it's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility to stay stirred up for God, mm-hmm. responsibility to get on fire for God and stay on fire for God, because God has a plan for our life, and it will not be accomplished unless you stay in His presence, you stay fired up about your vision, stay encouraged.
Yes, and this is a language of faith all over the world. I mean, this is happening in Destrehan, Louisiana, but people from all over the world come here.
That's so good.
And we have a clip from that, from those pastors who are all over the world. Watch this right now.
It was exceptional. Visionary conference, full of faith, full of hope, full of excitement for the future.
Amen.
And really inspirational when it comes to vision and leadership and faith and never giving up.
Hallelujah. You know, I just love Connie and Mario.
I just love,
we went to their church in Verona, powerful meeting of all the pastors from the Europe area, and they've come to this conference and love being around them. They're so powerful.
They really are, and they know the truth of the gospel, mm-hmm. and they know that we have a responsibility, like you were saying, Pastor Kathy, to get excited about our future. Mm-hmm. You know, your article in the magazine is a glorious future. We have a glorious future ahead of us.
Yes, it's so true.
And I think it's just so important that we embrace that. People might be walking through the doors tonight or you know, watching online, and they think they don't have a glorious future, that it's very dim and dark, but that is not the truth of the gospel. Jesus lights up our lives with faith and with vision, and we need to take hold of that and embrace
it.
No matter what we may be focusing on in the natural, we have to get our focus off of that and get our focus on what the Word says.
I love that. You know, one thing I think I say in my article, I'm not positive, but I think I've said, if the devil has stolen your past, why give him your future?
Oh, that's good.
We have a responsibility to see what God's Word has said about our future mm-hmm. and move toward that. Instead of looking backwards, you can't go anywhere mm-hmm. looking in the rearview mirror.
That's right.
If you do, you're going to make a wreck of your life.
Yeah,
right?
You can't do that. Pay attention.
Keep moving forward. And at the conference, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. We get encouraged to keep moving forward.
Yeah, faith, hope, and excitement for the future is what you will find here at the Visionary Conference. And you know, Good News Ministries in Verona, Italy, they got it right.
They have
some great pastors.
Yeah, and they have, I think, churches in Canada as well as other places.
Wow.
They travel as well, but they take the time, which a lot of leaders do, to come here to this conference because they know they're going to get encouraged, they're going to be lifted up, and they're going to connect with other people of like precious faith.
Yeah, that's always so important
to do that.
Lifelong friendships here at the Visionary Conference. There's people, I started working here, of course, I've been coming since I was a little girl, but I started working here in 2020. And every year I see people that I've made a relationship with, that I keep in contact with, and they share the same goals, dreams, and visions. And, you know, I would share with them, one day I'm going to be a mom, and they'd pray. And guess what? Now I have a 2-year-old little girl. And that was a vision that came into mm-hmm. fruition and an exciting future ahead. So people, we grow up together here. We see growth, we see expansion, and we get to be with each other and hear about those miraculous visions coming to pass. And that's one of my favorite parts is hearing the testimonies that people have.
Yeah, I remember one conference where Jesse spoke out under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and he gave a word of knowledge to the crowd. He said, they're going to be millionaires in this crowd. I mean, maybe they weren't a millionaire at that time, but they'll be millionaires. And then next year, two of them, I remember, came in and gave their testimony. So this is not just giving hopeful ideas or statements. Mm-hmm. This is speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit, saying what's in your future. And when you grab hold of that and receive it, it sets a platform for you to walk in and receive that vision.
Yes, I love
walk that. It out, and then you come in and you have a testimony.
I tell you what, and Brother Jesse always has such beautiful unctions of the Holy Spirit to share. And when you let your faith rise up and match that level of faith, things start happening.
That's right.
I can remember him saying, you know, who wants a baby?
Oh,
he's done this many times, by the way. So if you want a baby, come on over.
Well, not every time, but that year, I remember
most,
he did.
Yeah.
And there have been places where he's even given the number of people that would be or believing for a baby, and the very same number came up in the front.
That's amazing.
So it's the Holy Spirit that hears our heart, knows what we're dealing with, what knows what we're seeking Him for, and He brings these words in these times because there is a freedom in the house to flow in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And take embrace that. Embrace your faith today and realize that this is possible. It's not impossible.
You know, this
God.
Doesn't happen everywhere. There's that's a lot right. of canned conferences. It's all prearranged and pre-organized.
Canned conferences. This ain't one of
no,
them.
No, it's not. It's not. In fact, Jesse had, I remember months before the conference even came, God gave him the sermons for the conference. But he said, look, I don't have to preach in it. It's okay if the Holy Spirit comes in and just does what He wants to do. So that's why it's important mm-hmm. to know that there's a good foundation. We're prepared, but we're always subject to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Whatever He wants mm-hmm. is what we want.
He is in control of this conference.
Amen.
That's so wonderful. And you know, families come,
yeah.
Pastor Kathy.
Whole
whether
families.
Your teenagers, your children, we have visionary kids available for your little ones. It's absolutely wonderful. And I'd love to share this clip of a beautiful family. Watch this.
For all of the young people and young adults, it's so good for them to come to things like this because this is where Jesus and His manifested presence is. And man, and the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so I know a lot of this generation, they're looking for something to believe in. They're so confused with all lies. But when you come to the truth will set you free. And Jesus is that truth, and Jesus is here. So, man, we're just so glad to be a part of this and in the move of God.
I love hearing about from families, how they come together and they get charged up.
I know, and I love watching this particular family. This is Pastors Lane and Lisa Arnold and their sons for share. What a great thing to see these young men and women.
Yes.
When we do worship, they're always at the front. They are charged up. They have found freedom. It's just so freeing to watch
them. Yeah, and it's contagious.
It is.
In fact, that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Our joy should be so electric and exciting that it touches the people next to you.
Yes.
I like to say this way. We have to get so on fire that we're flinging sparks everywhere
that
we go.
That's right. You are so right about that. And when I would see them, you know, I'm already excited because, you know, the energy, the atmosphere, the presence of God's there. But when I saw this particular family and this group of young men come up to the front and start jumping for Jesus, you know, we hear a lot about the different kinds of concerts and the pop artists filling the stadiums. But come on, why not get churches and stadiums filled to celebrate Jesus and to celebrate a future? And that's what I love. Loved when he said that we need to get the young people excited and freedom for this generation
That's
is important.
Right. It's so important. And freedom to worship is important. You can't get that just anywhere.
That's
but
right.
here there's freedom to worship at the Visionary Conference. And remember, tonight it starts at 7 p.m.
Yes.
JDM International Headquarters. It's all free. But we love coming together. We love seeing the families come together.
Yes, that's right.
See the children. And the children and the Visionary Kids
yep.
are having an awesome time.
They are. I mean, Pastor Melissa and all the leaders, they have so many engaging activities. And they're teaching the Word of God. It's ministry.
And they're teaching them about vision
yes, about
as well.
Yes, about vision. And I mean, how amazing is that for your children to grab onto the fact that God has a hope and a future for them mm-hmm. and promises that are yay and amen. To me, that's priceless.
Think about the atmosphere that those mm-hmm. children are in, the same atmosphere of power and joy and strength and just an uplifting spirit of God that's there with the children's going on
yes.
in the main sanctuary with the adults.
Yes, that's right. And I can remember coming here as a young girl and going into those services as a child and taking every seed that was sown with me as made me who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. I believe even if you're not able to come, watch with your family. Mm-hmm. Gather together in the living room, wherever you may be, and start speaking vision into your family's life, no matter what age. I can be, you know, Sophia Marie, she's going to be watching online with her Nona, watching the conference, and I'm so excited to share that with her. As she grows up, we can continually declare vision in God's Word and the truth of it to our children, no matter what age they are. It's
I
so important.
That. And it's a responsibility for parents. Parents to bring their kids into what they're experiencing.
Yes.
And to let them know how important it is. That's what the Bible teaches us, to train up a child in the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. So you train them by letting them worship the Lord along with you.
I love
seeing
it.
You put God first, letting them helping them realize the importance of establishing a vision and keeping it fresh mm-hmm. and going somewhere where you can stay stirred up. And sometimes it's because you're there, it's going to stir up someone else's
yes.
vision. It's not always about us.
That's right.
We have to realize that God positions us in a place to stir someone else up.
Yes, I love that. And your teenagers, too. How amazing it is to look at these teenagers and mm-hmm. to see them on fire for God. Like we said, in a world where, you know, the world is just grabbing at them from every direction. They don't know their identity. Mm-hmm. And you know who you are when you walk in the doors of Covenant Church.
And it's even stronger when you walk out.
Yeah, exactly. And you take it out to wherever you are. You know, there's testimonies from our youth, our Covenant youth. They go into their schools mm-hmm. and they start proclaiming the Word of God to their classmates and inviting them to come do the activities. And to me, that's just an awesome vision to have for your child. Maybe you might be feeling like your child doesn't have a vision or a calling, or they're heading in the wrong direction. Well, prayer changes everything, as we've often said
that's
on this
right.
program. So pray for your daughters, pray for your sons, your children, your grandchildren. Watch the Visionary Conference, and I believe you're going to have a great word from God to share just about how you can get your teens into the presence of God and living for Him.
Right.
It's possible.
I love that. And the fact that you can go to the app, not just watch the current year, but you can go back and look mm-hmm. at
old ones.
Past Visionary Conference that are still filled with the Word of God, mm-hmm. that are still strong enough to stir up your heart and build you up. So I love it when I get testimonies from people that say they've been binge watching. In fact, uh-huh. I want to hear your testimonies about how you're getting blessed this year
yes.
already by the conference that was last night, this morning, and how you're expecting something for tonight
I
as well.
I love it. That's right. And if you're watching live, this clip is for you. This is our last one, but we have a message from a couple that are saying, you know, watching live is great, but next year, you need to come here. Watch this.
Once you come one time, you won't have to ask that question ever again. It's electrifying. Like, yes, you can feel the Spirit move through your TV and He can come through and minister to you there, but there's just something about being with other people with like precious faith. Like it's not just Brother Jesse and Kathy, it's the whole environment of everybody in the building, and like everyone's focused on God, and just it's just so much easier to get in the flow when you're in the building. And I mean, New Orleans is awesome. It's just a fantastic place to be. So,
and that's what Scripture says, where two yeah. or more are gathered together, He's in the midst. And yes, He can meet you through the television, and He does, but there's something about the corporate anointing, the atmosphere that's here, and God is moving, that you cannot replicate at home. You have to get here. And if you believe, you will.
Praise God. Wasn't that wonderful? Don't you just love Nick and
Michelle? I do. Nick and Michelle are so awesome. I love when I get to see them every year
yes,
at the conference, and they're just awesome people of faith.
Great agreeing. Partners. We so appreciate them. They're faithful. They're business people, and they come to this conference.
Yes.
We've watched them get stronger and stronger every year.
Every year. And just hearing that testimony, so why be in the house? Well, why not? You have to. And just to hear them share what God has done in their lives and how you need to be here next year. You know, we often say, watching live's great, and we want you to. But being in the house, nothing like it.
That's so good. It's so true. It's like, yeah, I could hear about something, but if you're right in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
You're positioned in the perfect spot to really get blessed by God in a greater measure.
Yes. I actually have a glorious story from somebody who I don't think they can make it tonight because they're all the way in Kenya.
Oh, well.
But they can make plans for next year, and they have faith. It says, I'm watching the Visionary Conference from Kenya. Jesse, you make everything that seems impossible look like a joke. I can do all things through Christ. Don't you love that faith?
That's beautiful.
Make it look like a joke.
Yeah, it just changes your perspective.
Yeah.
And you really need a perspective changer in your life.
Yes, you do.
You need somebody that'll jerk you up and say, no, that's not right. Listen to what God's Word has said.
That's right.
And that changes everything.
That's right. And it says, I can do all things through Christ, which again is our scripture.
That's right.
For create
your
world
and walk in
mm-hmm.
it.
So everything's linked up. Everything that we teach here at the ministry, that Brother Jesse teaches, Pastor Kathy, everybody here, it's all linked up with a common mission
that's
of
right.
faith. And
that's
it,
right.
you always be lifted up, stirred up to go and conquer what the Lord has given you to do. You'll never hear discouragement out of Pastor Kathy or Brother Jesse, I'll tell you that, or me, for
that's
that matter.
Right. That's right. And you need to be surrounding yourself with people of like precious faith that will speak life into your vision. In fact, some people, I've often said it when there's a sermon I preached on, Beware of the Dream Killers.
That's great.
I think
one.
It's in my book, Suited for Success. Mm-hmm. But it deals with how it's important that we're not letting people kill our dreams
that's
with their
right.
doubt and their off all these other things that they're thinking about. But we surround
mm-hmm.
ourselves with people that will speak life to our vision, because sometimes people get discouraged and they leave their vision aside and they forget that or, you know, they forget to pay attention to it. But God mm-hmm. wants to breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation mm-hmm. into the vision and the dream that He has placed in your heart. And the way that you do it is you stick with Him, you go to His Word, you trust Him, and you follow the leading of His voice, and you connect with people of like precious faith.
Yes, like Nick and Michelle. I mean, to be honest with you, just every time we get in the presence of partners like them, all the people we've seen today on these clips, all of these people are the complete opposite of what you'd say was a dream killer. They're life givers
to
dreams.
That's so true. They breathe life into words. Or life. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they're spirit and they are life. Mm-hmm. And you need words of life being spoken to you, to your heart, into your vision, so that it can come to pass.
I love it. No matter what's going on in the world, that we can go to the Word of God, we can go to whoever the Lord puts in our lives mm-hmm. to see where He's giving those paths, those directions. You know, mm-hmm. maybe people are watching today and they don't know what path to take. What would you tell them, Pastor Kathy?
Well, you know, everybody needs a vision in your life. And so I was thinking that over the years, God has placed many different visions in my heart. And when you have a vision, you go to the Word of God and you find out what He has said about it. Like, I had a vision for my family to be saved.
Yes.
I went to the Scripture. In fact, we read, it's God's will that all men be saved mm-hmm. and come to the knowledge of the truth. So it's important that you know that you have a vision from God, and then you go to the Word and you see it come to pass.
That's beautiful.
And so don't give up. And God has no shortage of vision. In fact, you think that maybe you don't have a vision, but you do.
Yeah.
God wants to reveal it to you, and you spend time with Him. He will open up your spiritual eyes to see the future, the great future that He has for you.
Ooh, I love it. I'm all stirred up. I'm ready for tonight, Pastor
Kathy. I know
it.
I am too. I can't wait. We're going to dance into the Spirit. We're going to welcome the Holy Ghost.
Thank
we're going to hear
Jesus.
The Word of God.
Yes.
People's lives are going to be changed. All because we took the time to set aside this special time mm-hmm. to ignite our vision and to keep it roaring like a big bonfire, basically.
So good.
So it could come to pass.
I love it so much. And just to honor God and give Him reverence and to approach Him in such a beautiful manner. When I come into the sanctuary for each service, I just know that the Holy Spirit's with us mm-hmm. and that He's ready to speak to each and every one of our hearts. And I believe that tonight's going to be the best one yet.
That's right. So don't wait till tonight, though. Actually, no matter what is on your heart today, mm-hmm. maybe you have a vision for your family.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a vision for a business. Maybe you have a vision for to preach the gospel. Maybe there's another vision God has placed on your heart to just reach someone in your neighborhood with the gospel. God has brought you here today to let you know that there's no shortage of power. He wants
Thank you to
realize that you can have that vision. In fact, he's the one who placed it in your heart. So today we're going to pray. Father,
I thank you
for every vision that you've placed in the heart of those that are watching today, that are part of this, brought this web show, Lord. I thank you that you brought them here for this purpose, for such a time as this. And Lord, I pray for the fulfillment of the vision that you've placed in their heart. Lord, let them know that this is a trusted voice.
Yes.
This channel, all these programs that we do are trusted sources that you can use, they can have mm-hmm. to keep their vision roaring and full of fire, full of power to see it all fulfilled. Lord, I pray a blessing on their life. Touch them in a mighty way. Let them know that you're real and that you're with them. You will never leave them or forsake them so that they can always, always, always put you first in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen. I feel the presence of God
Amen.
Even now.
Amen. It's so,
so
good.
Yes,
I love
ma'am.
It. So remember, watch tonight's service
yes.
live and view previous service on our social media and on the free JDM app anytime you want. But tonight is the one you do not want to miss.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Visionary 2025. I'm going to see you all tonight. It's going to be great.
It is. And you're going to your vision's going to come alive never before.
And we want to hear your testimonies.
That's
when
right.
those visions come to pass, write us, comment below. We want to celebrate and rejoice with you. And then next year, you can tell us about all the great things God has done.
That's so good. Thank you, Chrissy, for being with me again.
I always love being
it's always
with
fun.
You.
Love hearing all those clips. So
Wasn't
many great,
great
testimonies. That's just a sampling of all that
we
God's
so
doing.
We so much more, too. But these are just powerful testimonies to encourage you to step in faith to whatever God's called you to do, to see that vision ignite in your life.
That's so true. Thank you for being here. And thank you for watching today, being a part of this beautiful program where we're just really igniting visions and letting you know what you can expect tonight and expect in your whole life. But be sure and be here with me next week, because we're going to have another great program right here in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you here.